The following programming is sponsored by Michael Sloan. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more bad thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long.
Good morning, Philadelphia. Makara.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm glad to be here amongst the land of the living to help make the change.
Happy New Year to all our listeners. Sorry that we couldn't be with you for a new show last week.
Yes, this is the new show. This is our first show of the year, technically. So, yeah.
Yep.
Happy New Year. We have some great things coming up in the near future. We have a great show planned for today, actually. We've got some interesting topics to talk about. There's a lot of things going on. One of the things, Makara, that I definitely want to get into is friendship. What is friendship? What does friendship mean to
well,
you?
Well, let's
what
start
it
off
me and other people. How it affects us, and you know, when you really think about it, you know, does friendship mix with business? You know, we have a family member who could be considered our closest friend. Some of us, our parents are our closest friends. And then we have friends who stick closer than a brother or sister who I think, you know, plays a vital role in how we live out our lives.
Right.
So we definitely going to get into that. We're going to get into some of the news that's going around, current news. We definitely want to talk about credit repair, possibly insurance, and Atlantic City Fashion Week, how the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses is going to be a major sponsor of that event starting February 6th.
And so it goes for a week, right?
So what are we going to talk about first?
So I do want to first say that our hearts go out to the families of the 13 people who lost their lives in a house fire on January 5th.
That was
I'm
in a
so
Fairmont
sorry.
Section. Yes, our condolences. I know some people who work very closely with the Philadelphia Housing Authorities who's, you know, part of, I guess, putting the pieces, finding out how it happened, why it happened. But more importantly, you know, our heart goes out to the families. And the people surrounding that will definitely keep everyone in prayer concerning that matter. It's a tragic situation, but everyone, please, please keep the families and associations with that tragic happening. Keep them in prayer. And if we can help in some kind of way, we should. It's all about,
all right.
You know, Philadelphia is supposed to be the city of brotherly love. Again, you know, prayers and whatever we could do for them, we should do.
And you know, we try to keep things positive, and I know that was dark, but it was very important to you know, say that message. But I do also want to talk about a miracle that happened yesterday, actually. Yesterday, a medevac helicopter was transporting four people, including a baby, and it crashed in Drexel Hill right in front of a church. And miraculously, no one sustained life-threatening injuries.
Amazing. That is simply amazing. Again, prayers go out to the family, keeping them safe. I understand everyone survived, but nonetheless, it was a traumatic, very scary situation for all those involved. We would like to thank the first responders on the scene to helping those people as well. So kudos go to them as well.
Yes. Absolutely.
So today's show, we're definitely going to get into. Hey, by the way, the Philadelphia Eagles are in the playoffs. How about those Eagles?
How do you feel about that, Brad?
Now, again, in the grand scheme of things, from you know, some people's perspective, that it's not all that important. But for those who are Eagle fans like myself, that is important. I sometimes I bleed too much green, but I am happy that they're in the playoffs. They're playing the GOAT, Tom Brady. I don't think they're going to go much farther, but there's all, you know, they have a puncher's chance because they have a good running game. As long as they lean on their running game, they'll have a chance. Slim, but they'll have a chance nonetheless. So. Kudos to the Philadelphia Eagles for getting into the playoffs. Even though they just lost to Dallas, they didn't have their starters out there. Dallas put their starters out there, and you know, Dallas think they're doing something. But nonetheless, the Philadelphia, we celebrate that the Eagles are in the playoffs. And the Sixers are beginning to play very well as well. So kudos go out to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, I'll take your word
Makara,
for it.
So, Makara, do we want to talk about the fashion week? We can talk about the clinic. By the way, we're both in the clinic right now, and we're doing the show remotely from Saul's Medical Clinic. So, you know, we have a lot of great things going on here at the clinic. It has a great potential. It's a hub in the community that is underserved. We're doing COVID testing here at the clinic. We're doing.
Well,
like
I think we should. You know, let's talk about the clinic a bit more. It's been a staple of this community, and it's been an honor to be a part of bringing it back to the community to serve.
Okay, Makara, guess what the cat just drug in?
William.
William Thompson, who's also a part of this clinic as well. Makara, I know you told me not to put this on speakerphone because of the noise that it makes, but I'm going to put this on speakerphone just so that William can say hi to everyone.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, this is William Thompson here with Mike Sloan, and I'm just a pleasure to be back on the radio. I just want to say good morning, everybody.
And William, why don't you explain again some of the things that you're doing? Because you're doing a lot here yourself.
Well, it's been an honor and pleasure working with Mike as always and Makara, but we are here still doing our benefits review with our COVID-19 testing here and making sure that we're reaching out to the community to know that we are doing free testing here so everyone can get a rapid test, a PCR test, and we'll get back to you within 4 days for your results from the lab. We're also doing our life insurance and health insurance reviews. So it is very important that you can still come in here to the clinic here on 4104 North Fifth Street and get your benefits reviewed. Make sure we have you in the right place, whether it's your renter's insurance, health insurance, car insurance, commercial insurance, health insurance, life insurance. It doesn't matter. We're here to insure you and make sure everything is taken care of properly.
So. You're listening to WWDB 860 on the dial. This is the Hour of Power with the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. Nakara, did you want to add to that?
Well, I wanted to get back to just talking about the clinic. The clinic has been serving this community for, I believe, over 40 years.
Yes. It, as you said, it is a staple. It has been a staple in this community for 40 years. Unfortunately, the doctor who, well, it was a husband and wife team. The doctor passed away. The husband was the dentist. The wife was the doctor of the place. So what happened was the wife passed away. The husband retired, but he's coming back because he feels as though this is too important. And we have so many people coming in to talk about trying to get services and saying how important this clinic is to them. And we just trying to, you know, get it up and running. We've got a few snafus that we're overcoming, but nonetheless, we are overcoming them. And right now the doors are open for COVID testing. Hopefully next week we'll be doing the dental exams, and we'll be a full service medical clinic. Hopefully we'll start with that sometime next week as well.
Yes, yes, yes. So as he was saying, right now at Sal's Medical and Dental, you can get a free COVID-19 test. All you need is an ID or an insurance card. But it's completely free. All you have to do is come down and give us a visit at 4104 North 5th Street.
Great. So what are we going to talk about first? Are we going to talk about the friendship, or we're going to talk about you still want to talk about the clinic or the fashion week? Or maybe we'll even have William Thompson just give a brief synopsis on insurance again, why it's so important. So William, can you? Not a problem. So William's going to go over to Makara and talk about the importance, because I truly believe, you know, insurance is such an important part of society in general. Nothing can function without insurance. The government really functions off of insurance, and you have insurance companies that have been around for hundreds of years. And unfortunately, the underserved communities, the minority communities, a lot of times are left out through adverse selection. Sometimes it's just not having the right information. Sometimes we believe we can't afford the insurance, but sometimes we can't afford not to have insurance. And what happens is that families leave so much debt behind. And, you know, from a biblical perspective, a wise man leaves something for his children's children. And that can be done through insurance. But a lot of times, again, we feel as though we can't afford insurance. And William could talk about the different modalities and methods of overcoming this. William, are you able to speak right now?
I don't think he's on the line.
Okay, so he'll be on. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties getting him on the line, but nonetheless, I'm also hoping that we'll have somebody from Wanda's team that will also chime in about their credit repair and how that plays a very important role.
We got William.
Beg your pardon?
I am here.
Oh, that's William.
Yes, indeed. I am back. Want to say good morning to all of our listeners here out on WWDB this morning. I'm going to, again, discuss a little bit about the importance, again, of insurance, whether it's your life insurance, your health insurance, or your what we call under property and casualty, your car, your home, renters, or commercial properties. Insurance is, again, the ability to absorb risk. So you pay a monthly premium to be able to have a company take on the financial burden to something that you cannot afford to pay. Simple health insurance. If you don't have health insurance and you get a hospital bill, do you want to pay $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, up to $100,000 because you had major heart surgery and you are inpatient with your ambulance visit or drive to the hospital, your medications? No, but you pay a monthly premium to be able to have the insurance pay that for you. Your life insurance. You pay $30 to receive $100,000, depending on the type of product, life product that you have. In the event of your death or disability, your family now is able to have access to a tax-free check of $100,000. Most people in the United States of America do not have $100,000 sitting in their checking, savings, or for that matter, investments accounts. But the life insurance company will absorb the risk for a monthly premium. Your commercial properties, in the event of a fire, a flood, theft, you know, someone breaking into your building that wasn't even of your own fault, your neighbor, you know, had a water leak or, you know, a fire next door or on the floor below you, you pay that monthly premium to cover the damages, to restore your building back to what it needs to be, and sometimes, if not better, because depending how old the building actually was. That is what insurance does. And the important thing where I like to focus at is that between life insurance and health insurance, what is going to happen to you as the individual and your family in the event that you do not have it? Again, 90% of America can't afford not to have life insurance. For that matter, no one can afford not to have life insurance. But nevertheless, again, when we look at Mike, for example, take Makara. Would you be able to look Makara in the eyes and tell her, sweetheart, I have no life insurance, so in the event that I didn't make it, say Mike got COVID and didn't make it, respiratory failure, as they would say on the death certificate with COVID-19, what is Makara going to do? She has to figure out how to come up with at least $10,000 to bury her father on top of any other expenses that he's incurred that are transferable to her based on his estate. What is she going to do? No one has that answer until it's too late, unless you've already planned out your life properly. Like Mike said earlier, leave an inheritance to your children's children. You set your life up properly. A lot of times sitting with our family members that I work with, they'll say, oh, well, my parents didn't leave anything for me, or I don't have the time nor money. Well, we either have too much time and no money, or no money and too much time. Insurance leverages either side. It puts you right there in the middle. You work every day, your time, to get paid to pay the premium. Mike, did your parents do that? That was one thing you were taught? Pay your mortgage or your rent and pay your life insurance? Is that something you heard about?
Hello?
So, yeah, hello?
Yes, I'm...
Michael?
Yes. I'm here, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Have you heard the phrase, pay your mortgage first and your life insurance second?
I've heard it a long time ago, yes.
Well, I'm glad that you heard of it, Mike, because sometimes it's foreign to some of our today's consumers' ears, but it was an old saying that my grandmother told me, you know, you pay your rent or your mortgage every month, and you pay your life insurance, because they were not
going to allow their children or family members to take on the financial burden in the event that they didn't wake up the next day. We've gotten lost in that today's society that that's not as important. And I don't understand why, because we spend so much money on Jordans, 80-inch screen TVs, living for the now, but you can't take any of that with you. What your family's going to do is figure out the first way to sell all of that and figure out how, where they're going to live for the next month, because the landlord doesn't care whether or not you can't pay the rent. They want the rent paid, and you'll have to find somewhere else to live. The bank will say, I'm sorry for your loss. We still have to foreclose on this house because you can't pay the mortgage. It's not personal. It's business. So make the proper business move and get life insurance for your family so therefore they don't have to lose the home that you spent 40 years working on, depending if you refinanced your home or you've been renting all your life. Why put yourself in that position? Renter's insurance. Why not get flood insurance or your fire insurance, or someone breaks into your home? It's like $20 a month.
You know, William, I had that happen with one of my businesses where it got flooded. I thought I had the right insurance. I did not. And I lost over $100,000. You know, through our claim. We had so much of our merchandise, the damage, so forth. We had every type of insurance you can imagine. If there was a nuclear holocaust, we had insurance for it.
But what
we
you
had
needed.
Every single thing you could imagine except that one. I was just flabbergasted as to how can we have every scenario covered except if there's water damage.
That is,
how does that,
is,
happen?
Well, the first thing that I will say is I will blame your insurance agent. It is not common knowledge or the language in your insurance policy for everyone, the normal consumer, to understand what they're reading. It is the insurance agent's job to ask the proper questions, number one, sitting with the client, to find out what it is that they are looking for and offering everything that they should, whether it's for theft, for flooding, for fire, okay, or any other damages. There's other ancillary benefits. But it takes an agent that doesn't care about the first sale or to quickly get it done to do a comprehensive review with the client to make sure that, yeah, it may cost you a couple extra dollars, but it's going to save you thousands. So, Mike, I apologize for your experience because I don't understand why that would not be included. A flood can happen anywhere. It's not that we're living in the city of Philadelphia and we're not, like, in Louisiana where the, you know, the flood line, the
well,
sea
your
level
pipes
is much higher.
From overhead and caused a flood, and that's what happened twice.
There we go.
And it's just so amazing that, you know, something at, you know, a provision can prohibit that from happening, or you just don't write it in. You write in every possible scenario except that one. It was just unbelievable. We had coverage for everything except that. Unbelievable. And that's I say that because that's why it's so important that you connect with the right agents to help you to look over your thing. It's just like having, you know, a lawyer. You need the right lawyer, because sometimes, you know, you get a person who's just there to collect the money and they don't have your best interest at heart.
That is correct. That is correct.
You know, we have our organization called No Drama Insurance that is connected to the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. You can actually go to the website, thefbmb.com, which is the sponsor of this radio program today and all of them. So it is important, again, that we support the organizations that support our community, who put something back, who hire our people, and who have our community interests at heart. So I do want to thank you, William, for being here, for being a pillar in the community and extending yourself to make our communities a better place. You know who spend more money than rich people?
We do.
Poor people.
Well, here's the deal.
It's about time
I'm not
to
rich.
Direct those.
Rich in spirit, yeah. But I am not rich yet. I want to be wealthy, though.
Amen. Amen. Amen to that. I think we're going to take a break at 10:30, and then we're going to probably get into some other things. I do want to talk about this friendship thing, how friendship can play a vital role in our lives, in our health, in our business, and just our overall well-being. You know, I had some scenarios who I thought, you know, people were my, you know, very, very, very good friends. And I'll put it out there. I have a person who I consider my best friend. She's been there through thick and thin. We don't always get along. We don't always agree. But I know when stuff hits the fan, I can say she's more of my friend, and I can honestly say that she's more of my friend than I'm a friend to her. And she may say the opposite to me, but that's how it should be. I'm not perfect. She's not perfect. But I know if all hell breaks loose, she's right there, right there. She's that close of a friend. I don't mind. She may be a little bit bashful over me saying her name. But Miss Scott is a friend indeed. She did some things for, you know, my siblings that astonishes me. And Makara, you could speak to that yourself, right?
Yes, yes. She's an amazing woman.
And you know, she bought you a prom dress.
Yeah.
That outshined everybody at the prom. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when we were walking around the store, you know, I was saying, well, you know, what's my budget? And I went to go grab the price tag, and she stopped my hand and said, we're not looking at price tags today. And, you know, it's a very, very fond memory of mine.
Yeah, I have so many fond memories.
Yeah, I think like what you were saying, friendship is so important. And to find a good friend, one that will stick by you, is such a blessing. And I think, you know, the tell signs of a great friend is that you guys can have a disagreement. You guys can maybe even have a bit of a falling apart, but it is the comeback together. It is the love that you have for that person that, you know, you're not going to allow whatever miscommunication or pain that was caused between you just stay there, because, like, you know, if someone is truly your friend, they never intentionally hurt you. It just ended up that way.
Yeah, and the person being hurt can't see that, because they're just caught up in the raw emotions in the moment. We all had friends, you know, that we thought was our friend. And when we look at the situation, we say, how can that person be my friend? But I think sometimes things can become so complex, and decisions are made not necessarily based on the friend, but just based on the situation, and people get caught up. And with myself, I sometimes got to look at it and just say, you know what? I have to forgive them no matter what. I don't feel like it. I don't like it, but it's not so much to let them go. It's to let myself. So I don't carry that anchor with me, that anger, because sometimes, you know, when you carry bitterness and anger, man, that could be extremely heavy. And, you know, one of the biblical sayings from the Bible says, you know, be angry and sin not, or don't go to bed angry. Scientists found out when you go to bed angry, it releases toxins in your body. You know, right, I had some things. Go ahead.
This is a great conversation, and we're definitely going to pick it back up. You're listening to the Hour of Power with the Federation of Black and Minority Business on WWDB 860. We'll be back.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated, and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
Take a walk down Main Street, any Main Street, and what do you see? Unfortunately, during COVID-19, many businesses have had to limit their hours. Some have furloughed staff or cut wages. Others have shut down completely.
A loss of income for many can have serious consequences, as people often must leave their neighborhoods and homes in search of more affordable housing. Added to this heartbreak, some people of color face housing discrimination as they look for new homes and are shut out of certain housing opportunities because of their race, color, or national origin.
This must stop. COVID-19 inequity is real, and it shouldn't be made worse because of housing discrimination.
If you suspect housing discrimination because of your race, color, or national origin, file a complaint with HUD so we can investigate it.
To learn more, go to hud.gov/fairhousing. Fair housing. The law is on your side.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Eleanor steals your heart. She was diagnosed at 5 weeks old, a type of leukemia, and it's associated with Down syndrome. Being able to come to St. Jude was a blessing and the best place for her. Talking to the doctors and nurses, they were on top of it. They got this, we got this, it's gonna be okay, and we're gonna get through this. Here, it's like a celebration of life. There's so much great stuff happening. The doctors and nurses are her best friends, and you can tell that they love her, and you could tell she loves them, and that relationship is just amazing. We're just so grateful for them.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back, Philadelphia.
Yes, you're listening to the Hour of Power, the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. And we're covering friendship. But before I get into the friendship, we're going to have William Thompson chime in as well on friendship. But I just want to talk about upcoming events that we have going on. Atlantic City Fashion Week is going to start February 6th at the Showboat, and the Federation of Black Minority Businesses is a major sponsor. We are going to be giving away a lot of things on this particular day, so you definitely want to check it out. It starts February 6th. There's a venue. The runway, I believe, happens on that Thursday to Saturday, but you can definitely go to the website and see what's going on. We're going to be there. We're going to be, again, giving away a lot of different things like we always do with the Federation. So that's going to be going on. And you can check us out here at the clinic. We're going to have, though we do have a grand opening, we're going to plan an event in which we give away a lot of things here at the clinic as well, just to let everyone know. what we're doing in this community, and not just in this community, but you know, we're extending it to all communities with various services that we're going to be offering. Now, this clinic, again, is a dental practice. It is a medical practice. We're hoping that we're going to be doing physical therapy here as well, pain management, podiatry. So this is going to be a full service clinic at Sal's Medical. We have a number of organizations that are excited to partner with us for this underserved community, and we want to offer some integrative services for the community here. And again,
definitely.
Address is 4104 North Fifth Street. Stop by, say hi, come and speak to McCara, come speak to William, you can come speak to myself as well. We're going to be here every single day.
Yes. It's going to be, it's been, like I said, it's been an honor to just be a part of something, bringing back something that has been a staple in the community. Just sitting in front of the lobby and watching everyone come in and saying, wow, are you guys back open? Has been amazing. And it's such a close community. They all knew the doctor, you know, they talk about her and what a beautiful person that she was. And it's, like I said, an honor to be a part of something historic and something that.
And one thing we haven't talked about either is the seniors and the senior ambassadors who came in the other day, and they're part of this and they are participating in the COVID screenings. We're training them to actually do the COVID testing as well. So we are expanding. They are playing a major role. And I just want to give a shout out to one of the senior ambassadors. I need to give him a call because I got the wrong number. And I don't know if I should say this on radio, but they had a tragic loss. And that is Chris. His son passed away. And my condolences, our condolences go out to him and his family for their loss. I know I have to speak to him personally. I haven't had a chance because of the number. I will be calling sometime after the show to see if we can do anything for him in this time of bereavement. So, again, our hearts go out to him and his family for their tragic loss as well. With that being said, William.
Yes, sir.
What is your concept of friendship and you know what is the word I'm looking for? What dictates a good friend or just acquaintances to you?
Well, to me, there's a very very clear difference between an acquaintance and a friend. To me, a friend is a lifelong person that you relate with on many different levels, and they come through your life at different parts, but it's an ever-evolving process, you know. Like for instance, a friend to me will tell me when I'm right, but also tell me when I'm wrong, will have my back through thick and thin, but be able to help, like they say, iron sharpens iron. This friend in this demographic or part of my life has helped me climb to this level. They're bringing something to me as I bring something to them. I don't have to talk to them every single day, okay? That's more of like the best friend, the brotherhood, but this friend of mine, I can lean on and I can expect them to respond, just like they can expect me to respond to them. An acquaintance is someone that you meet, you may do some business with, you know, have conversation, but that's it. They don't have any access to your personal life, right? Your family, anything that is near and dear to you. So to me, there's a very clear difference between an acquaintance and a friend. And it's pretty cool. As we talk about the neighborhood here on the Fifth Street corridor, I'm not going to necessarily say the doctors here have talked about their personal lives when I say in definition of a friendship, but you can clearly see the love that the neighborhood has for this clinic here. What the doctors have done, they were on a almost like a first name basis. They knew exactly who their neighborhood was, their clients were. They're not, I wouldn't even say considered clients, they're family. Okay. Just being outside, putting up the sign and opening the doors and doing some of the COVID-19 testing, they are constantly calling. So excited that these doors are opening because of the relationship. It wasn't about the convenience of the clinic being here. They're looking for the doctors. They are ecstatic that the doors are opening again because they want to see the doctors. And it's unfortunate, yes, that she has transitioned, but I'm so glad that her husband is still going to be here with us. And even to hear from him, it is such a connection that he has with the community. So that is another style of friendship. Even though it's from business to consumer, it's still a friendship, right? Because they're not just here to come into the clinic. They're here to see the doctors that serve them and help save their families and allow them to grow up in this community. It was a safe place to come to. They felt comfortable. A lot of people don't even feel comfortable going to the dentist or the doctor, right? They are literally calling every single day to find out when they can come in for an appointment.
And I think in medical terms, they call that bedside manner.
Doctors
have taken a Hippocratic oath to, you know, do right. And, you know, with the constraints in the medical field, doctors a lot of times are afforded because of the way things are set up, capitation. They can't afford to spend time with their patients. But this practice has always afforded time with their friendship. And it is said they felt like family because the doctor went above and beyond. So it is my duty to find doctors who will continually fit the mold that the previous owner set. So
correct.
It is my job to make sure that level of service, that level of commitment continues to be done in this community, because this place is a pillar to this community. So we can't just pick any old doctors. We have to pick the best of the best.
Absolutely.
And it's an honor for me to do just that, and for all of us to play a role in that. So I'm looking forward to this process and just being a part of it. I'm honored. I'm humbled to be able to take on this undertaking. And William, getting back to friendship, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes when you laid out what friendship is, there are times when I feel as though my friend is not being a friend to me.
Mm-hmm.
We go through that. We go through that for selfish reasons, because we want what we want and we want our friend. But you just said before, sometimes a friend is going to tell you something you don't want to hear, but they also may do something that you don't agree with.
Agreed. But
and
that does not make them.
Depending on the level of, you know, I'm trying to get the scenario out, but depending on the level of the situation, you may feel as though your friend backstabbed you. But they didn't. But that's the way you feel. And sometimes friendships go through a change because the person who feels though has been betrayed, but really the friend was being stand up. And
that's correct.
The recipient is like, I don't want to deal with them. So sometimes friendships go through something where as though they break apart. But the person really has been the friend the whole entire time, but the other person don't feel that way. But so then what is that? What is that?
You go through years with not being friends, but the person has been the same, been a true friend no matter what. But because of one person, I don't want to be too harsh, but I say for I can only speak for me. Sometimes my level of maturity.
There we go. There it is.
Comes into question because I want what I want. And I want my friend to think the way I think, have my back the way I want them to have my, the way I want them to have my back. And some friendships become fractured because we don't see eye to eye or they don't see eye to eye. Mikara, you've been through something yourself with one of your best friends, correct?
You know, it's funny because when you graduate high school, well, at least when I graduated high school, our principal was always like, look around you, you know, you'll never be friends with the people you're friends with now. And my friend group, we laughed at it, right? Because it's like, well, why would we stop being friends? We know each other. We're friends with each other. And the first year, yeah, we were all friends. The second year, yeah, we were all friends. Even the third year, we were all friends. But that fourth year, everything just kind of fell apart. And for me, in particular, it was not only did I lose a best friend, but in losing my best friend, I lost my friend group. Because it's very uncomfortable to hang out with somebody. You know, once you've experienced a certain closeness with somebody, it's hard to go back from it. So even once me and that friend made up, we acknowledged that we could not be best friends anymore. And I realized that I did not want to be friends with my former best friend, my former best friend. And then I also realized that my friend group was more of my former best friend's friends than they were my own. So I think sometimes in friendships, it's hard because I cannot say that my former best friend was not my best friend. They had my back through thick and thin. We were, you know, like we used to call each other's bestest buddies. So as to what happened, I can't directly speak to it. Clearly, we both had some issues with each other. Clearly, we didn't handle them in the most mature way. I think we both hurt each other. And once that happens, it's hard to come back and be friends and be happy. And sometimes you have to remember the friendship for what it was, remember it fondly and let it go. And sometimes it's something that you can go back to. So every case is situational. And I would say to anybody who thinks they're on the end of, you know, we're broken up and we'll never become friends again, that could be true, but also a couple years may go by and both your feelings about it might decrease a little bit and you might manage to be friends again or acquaintances or, you know, just look at their face and not feel hate, right? Like this is, it's all about growing as people. And as long as you do that, I think it'll be okay. It's okay to make friends. It's okay to lose friends. It's all about the journey, not the destination. And I think you have to be very important with that because you have to remember that our friends are human and our friends are people. And people and humans make mistakes, both intentionally and unintentionally. So that's
and as a friend, and as a friend, we have to be conscious of that constantly. Our friends will make mistakes. We're going to make mistakes. No matter how much we value the friendship, there will be mistakes. And hopefully the friendship could stand the trial or the tribulation. You know, I have a male friend who was, I considered, you know, I call him my cousin. And just recently, you know, I went through something with him and he was my closest male friend. And at a drop of a dime, we're not friends anymore. That bewilders me, and I guess that's why I'm talking about this. And I have to look at my actions, though nothing was said, but the actions.
is speaking louder than any words. And I can't believe that I put a value, such a high value, in how I consider, just me and my interpretation, of a low character. And I got to be careful how I say this. But when I begin to add things up, he's always been this way. Always. Mm. So if he's always been this way, why does it bother me so much? Is it my lack of maturity saying, you know, you knew this, but because it happened for the umpteenth time, now you don't have the patience to deal with it now,
right?
Because you thought this level, you got past that level, and, you know, I put such a high value on the relationship, but the character was always the same. You ever hear the saying, a leopard can't change its spots? And
yes.
He really had it. He never changes. He's who he is. I think I changed to the level that think, you know, no way he's going to do this. There's no way he's going to do that. And, you know, sure enough.
Well, I think what you said may have been, you know, hitting the nail on the mark. And I think something similar happened to me with my friends. When we grow, our friends don't necessarily grow with us. And when that happens, you know, your friend's going to be like, you're the one who changed. You're the one who's not acting the same. You're the one who's causing this rift. And you are like, well, look, and from your perspective, you're like, well, this might be a little better. Or, well, can't you see it from my perspective? I see it from your perspective. But you can see it from their perspective because more likely than not, you once had that perspective. You were once in that same situation as them. You're no longer in it. And it's hard, right? Because you don't want to say, well, drop all your old friends, drop everyone who's no longer, who hasn't grown with you. But if who they are is directly against your growth, there's going to be, you're going to end up hurting yourself because you're going to end up holding on to that relationship because that was your dear friend. But to your dear friend, you're no longer you. You've changed. You don't like to do the same things anymore. You don't talk the same. We don't hang out. There's just, I think, small things, you know, it's the small things. And losing the small things causes people to not cherish relationships. And sometimes the small things slip away naturally, right? Like, what I liked to do last year, I might not like to do this year. And if we mainly bonded over A, and I like to do B now, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to hang out about? And I think some people, when they see that them and their friends are falling out or them and their friends aren't seeing eye to eye anymore, some people just check out completely. And they'll go on to their other friends. And then there are people who they want to fight for the relationship. And it hurts to fight for something that the other person doesn't want to fight for, especially in friendships, because you might expect to get your feelings played in a relationship, like a romantic relationship. You don't necessarily expect to get your friend, your feelings played in a normal friendship.
Well, just real quick, hold that thought, because I do want to pick this up. And William, I want you to chime in from a social, because you're a social worker.
That's running out of time.
Yes. And we have Wanda on the line. We talked about Wanda calling in, but for some reason she did not get the memo. But she's been holding. I don't know how long she's been holding, but Wanda, can you chime in real quick? So we need to bring you back in. You got to remember 10:15, 10:16. You have a slot there. Are you there, Wanda?
I am, and unfortunately, when life happens. I had a maintenance emergency and I left my phone in the basement, and I just came downstairs to get it because they just left. So I do apologize. But one of the things that I wanted to share or suggest.
Wanda, we lost you.
I'm here.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm here.
You said one of the things you wanted to suggest.
Yes, okay. Yes, I said one of the things that I wanted to suggest was that in this new year, when we come up to talk about our finances, the one thing that's extremely important is scheduling. Having a schedule and having a routine and looking at something, some type of debt reduction or just an organized calendar for your finances. And going into this new year, one of my favorite quotes is, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So in anything that we do, and it goes to financial literacy as well, is being organized and making a plan.
So Wanda, just make sure next week we're going to have you on talking about this.
If not myself, one of our business partners. Absolutely.
Okay, so you're listening to WWDB, the Hour of Power with the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. Makara, take it away.
Have a great day, Philadelphia. I hope everyone stays safe. I love you.
And we want to thank our guests, William Thompson and Wanda Davis.
Of Unique Credit Care and United Wealth Education, 267-992-4183. Give us a shout.
Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair.